Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N. It's the 20th of March 2012, and this is my audio blog. I'm here to offer a question and an answer, and then some other stuff about preposterous WordPress, etc. First, the question. Question is to R2UK. R2UK, you spoke at not great length, but you spoke very eloquently about the four box solution that you were thinking about. Where you have urgency on one side of the one axis and importance on another axis, and you end up with four boxes: the urgent important stuff, the non-urgent important stuff, the unimportant urgent stuff, and the unimportant unurgent stuff, non-urgent stuff. And you were saying your challenge was, how do you get from the urgent unimportant stuff how do you get out of the urgent important stuff box, because you were struggling, you want to get out of the urgent important stuff and get into the non-urgent important stuff box, and you've got to talk to your boss about it. And what happened? I need to know. This is a soap opera. You need to tell us what the solution is. Don't just tease us by telling us what the problem is and not tell us the solution, please. So that's my question. My answer is an answer to a question from McColgan about how do you download all of somebody's booze. And I tried to answer that in comments and stuff in the past, and it didn't work. So I've made a YouTube video where I've demonstrated how you download all of McColgan's booze. So how you take the RSS file that you get from him originally, or from Audioboo originally, and how you paginate it in an OPML file. I've demonstrated that, and then how you then drag that into iTunes, download all the booze, and then make sure you unsubscribe at the end. It's all been explained and demonstrated in a YouTube video, so I'll put a link to that in the notes underneath this boo. And then my final point is about Postgres and WordPress and stuff like that. And I have to apologise if there's been any misunderstanding. A lot of people seem to be saying that I have recommended that Sayre move to WordPress.com or WordPress self-hosted or whatever. If that's how it came across, that certainly wasn't my intention. My intention was to say, you know, if you're going to rely upon a free service that's, you know, as Acrobat said in his booth this morning, venture capital based, could be sold off at any moment, it's not using its business model based on the service that you're buying from them. If that's what you're, you know, if that's the situation you're in and it's something that you value, that you would not want to lose, then you have to, you know, then the only way to protect yourself against that is by going for a self-hosted solution with some software that you have access to. And I suggested WordPress because that's one I'm familiar with and it's a very popular one. I also suggested Joomla, because that's another one that I use and I know is also very popular. And I did also leave the door open to say that there were plenty of other bits of software available as well, and maybe Tumblr was one of the ones that's available. So I certainly didn't say, well, I certainly didn't mean to come across that I said that WordPress was the only solution and that WordPress was the solution for Sayre. Sayre is the person who has made a decision that they to act on what I've said. I didn't mean to come across that I was giving that as a strong recommendation, and I certainly didn't mean to imply that it was a secure solution in terms of secure against hacking. The security I was talking about was the security of avoiding the insecurity of someone like Postgres saying, actually, we're going to move out of this business and all your content just get stuffed. I'm not saying that's what Postgres said, but I'm saying that's the sort of thing that could happen with a service. So don't build your business model on that. That was what I was trying to say, and if I have inadvertently come across that I'm recommending a particular person to take a particular action to move to WordPress, then I apologise completely for that misunderstanding, and please refer to RTUK for any advice that you want on anything. No, I'm joking, of course. No, it's been a very interesting discussion. But yeah, you definitely have to. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, it's been an interesting discussion, and as this discussion has drawn out, different people have brought different aspects of the discussion out, I guess, you know, do your research first and then take action. Don't jump in and with the first bit of advice you get and follow that advice, or attempt to follow that advice, and you know, you might even have misunderstood what they said. Especially within a community like Audioboo, it's great because you can get lots of different opinions from lots of different people. I'm certainly someone who likes to, when you're making these kind of strategic decisions, I like to do quite a bit of research into these things and find out what all of the options are and get as many different opinions as possible. That's definitely something to do, that I would suggest that people do. RTUK always has a lot of knowledge to bring to the table. I've certainly learned a lot. That's all marvellous. I still think that WordPress.com, no, not Word. I still think a WordPress blog, for me, is a good solution. It is not. It's not difficult to back up your database. It's not difficult to back up your PHP files and your CSS files. It's not difficult to do the updates when they come out. For me, it's not difficult to do all those things for me. But once you get posting. I suppose it's interesting because it's this reblogging thing, isn't it? But it's a problem that we all face with every time we use something like Facebook or Twitter. You know, you're putting yourself open to someone who might take all your content away from you at some point. So you have to make that value judgment when you're setting up your web presence and you're, you know, building a website of some kind. Where you build it, and whether you've got that exit strategy that you can quickly export it and re-import it somewhere else. So no doubt there'll be lots, you know, if and when Posterous do announce that they are closing down their service, there will no doubt be lots of reblogging services that will be very quick to offer their own importer, their own exit strategy to migrate from Posterous to their new service. Or their old service, whatever, to their service. So, Now, as to whether Sarah's made the right decision, I don't know. She seems to be getting there. So I think we need to give Sarah a bit more credit for what she's actually achieved. And only Sarah can really tell us whether she's made the right decision or not. But it's been interesting. Thank you very much, everyone. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-poo.